The rest of the story. July 15, 1942. Six P-38 fighter planes and two B-17s are flying in tight formation over southern Greenland, low on fuel. They're circling in the wild weather that's closed all neighboring air bases. The only direction left for them to go is down. Lieutenant McManus is first to drop through the clouds. The ice sheet appears smooth enough and firm enough for a landing. He'll take the chance. His P-38 rolls for 200 yards, leaving a wake of white powder, and then it flips like a shot rabbit. But he crawls out, mostly unhurt. His buddies aloft can see him waving. That's their cue to follow. Now all 25 American airmen and their 8 planes are safely on the ice. They dress the gash in McManus's left arm, and then it's on to the business of getting rescued. Their SOS has been sent, but has it been received? They could only pitch camp, break out the rations and a deck of cards, and wait. Now it's a week later. By skis and dog sled, the rescue party arrives. The airmen are evacuated. And it was only after they returned to base that somebody said, what about the planes? They were still back on the ice sheet. They had to be rescued as well. And they were. And that is the rest of the story. By the time the expedition returned to retrieve the aircraft, snow had fallen, had blanketed the squadron to the point of obscuring it. The team knew the coordinates, but remember, this is Greenland, and that's a vast, virtually barren, 80% ice-encrusted waste where contrasts range from white to white. It would take ground-penetrating radar to scan the landing site and locate the big birds. It did, and it did. The first plane uncovered was a P-38. No harm done, no corrosion. Engine full of antifreeze. Now, could they fly it out? Orders came to dismantle it instead. Was the plane's 20-millimeter cannon undamaged? They fired a round into a steel drum 30 yards away. The drum exploded. Weapons okay. Notify headquarters. The lost squadron had now been found. For this is the account of the largest rescue of ditched aviators in American military history. And more, it's the most remarkable recovery mission of Air Corps hardware anywhere. For you see, there was a world war brewing, and so after 25 flyboys were safely evacuated, we sort of forgot about the airplanes after a while. And then a Greenland glacier snatched them away, and seasons of snows piled higher and higher. And by the time Pat Epps and his crew arrived with electronic locators, the lost squadron had drifted a mile on that river of ice, and 26 stories down under the ice. Thus did the Greenland Expedition Society make history of its own, by melting a 260-foot hole in the world's largest island to rediscover the lost squadron, apparently still ready and waiting to fly, in 1988, which was 46 years after gliding onto that glimmering white. Now you know the rest of the story.